This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The only reason why you might even question was based on the fact that, you know, he made a big stink about his contract. He didn't want to be here anymore. Didn't think where the team was going or the franchise was going, but they came back and they sat down, they talked about it, showed him a lot of money, and he said, you know what, I don't mind being a Cleveland Brown.
Showed him a lot of money.
So, I mean, Jeff, when I heard this yesterday, I was like, ah, Miles isn't there. Just like, phew, right over my head, just didn't even care. And I don't know why.
I couldn't agree with you more.
People get so emotional and they get so tied to someone who isn't at a voluntary camp. It's up to him. If he wants to be there, he can be there.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, you want to go ahead and be the team leader and go all in, so to speak? Okay, then maybe he should be there. But Andy, the key word is voluntary. We've hammered that home. It is not that you're a bad teammate. It's not that you don't care to do whatever. It's not that you've let yourself go. You've put on 50 pounds and you've got a gut.
Yeah.
It's a voluntary practice. You and I have talked about this. I personally think football is so overcoached, it's ridiculous. Does Myles Garrett need to be on the field running around to become a better Cleveland Brown right now? I don't think so. Does he need to be there to help his teammates become better Cleveland Browns? Maybe. But if the league really felt that it was so essential, they'd sit down with the Players Association and hammer it out and make it mandatory.
Yes.
They've not done that. So don't worry about it. When he shows up, he'll be really ready to go. Everything that's mandatory, and I'll bet some things that aren't, he'll be there. He'll be ready to go, and he'll be the best player on the field. So I'm not losing one second of sleep over this. I think it's ridiculous that a big thing is made out of people missing OTAs when they're voluntary. That said, for instance, if Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett weren't there right now, that would be this type of a thing. Do you not want to try and be the starting quarterback? But they're both there. Miles is the starting defensive end.
Yeah, I understand that, but I find that only because there's a battle for the quarterback position, do you say that?
It's in their best interest to be here.
It's up to them, yeah.
It's not necessarily in Miles' best interest to be here. It might be better for the defense if Miles was here. I'm sorry. They'll have plenty of practice time together. They'll have plenty of time sitting in meeting rooms. They'll have plenty of time all season long as they're breaking down everything and blah, 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 blah. It will not be a factor that he is not on the field at OTAs.
I don't think it's a big deal. That's my own personal feeling. And I also find it interesting in the psychology of sports that we come up with this like macho, you've got to be here and I don't care if it's, you know, it's voluntary, but it's not really voluntary. And it gets me into a deeper issue where I just start thinking about like when you have, and I go back to youth sports on this stuff, but, or high school sports in particular, like you get coaches that like flip out because, and I like, say you've got someone, say you have a successful high school football team, right? And now all of a sudden, the best basketball or winter sports player is playing on a very successful football team. And now all of a sudden the coach in the winter sport is like, wow, why am I playing football? Well, they're in the playoffs. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
Same thing with baseball. Like, how many over-the-top baseball coaches are there at the same level? Oh, well, they're having a good basketball season. They should be here at baseball. They're not going to be ready for the beginning. Like, come on. So I think, especially when it's younger, let kids play as many sports as they possibly can. But going back to Miles here, like the rules say, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. So can we stop with the, like the, well, if he's not here, he doesn't care. You can't say that for him. He may care. He might need a break, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
And you think about what happens once the season starts, Andy. Once training camp begins.
Ugh, they're all in. They don't have a choice.
Well, you're there. You're basically on the job close to nonstop until January. So, I mean, you're putting in huge hours. You're putting in a lot of work. And you hear all the time, oh, boy, did we need the bye week. You know, we're working so hard and blah, blah. That's why I think football can be so overcoached. Do you really need to have everybody out there right now for voluntary stuff when you're going to have mandatory minicamp coming up? That's before training camp starts. So you really need a voluntary camp before the minicamp, before the training camp, and after the training camp, practice every day until January. If you're a young guy trying to make a great impression and make the team, yeah, okay. I get it. If you're a quarterback, that might be a little bit different. If you were Brett Favre on the Packers back in the day, did you have to be there? No, probably not. If you're Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, yeah, right now, because it's completely wide open. To me, there's so much football practice. And if you're a guy like Miles, a guy like Joel Bitonio, you know, any of the veterans who want to stay home and rest their bodies, I think that's actually even better for you than being out there right now.
I can't remember if it was the last national championship that Alabama won, but I read a quote a couple weeks ago about Nick Saban. And that, so Alabama wins the national championship, might have been against Ohio State or something. And he turns around and says to the coaches at the end of the night, well, I'll see you guys at 7:30 in the morning. We got to break down film. After they won the national championship the night before. And so what does that prove? Like, what
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Commitment is so over the top that we understand that when the clock hits zero, that means we just have to restart for the next season.
Nick's a little over the top, though, Andy. No showers longer than 5 minutes. It's not a spa. Come on, man. That's outrageous.
He's right. I think he's right on that. We had a foreign exchange student when I was in high school.
There's a nice grill out there. Don't use that. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm missing it. About the shower?
Yeah. You've not seen Nick in the commercials?
I thought it was real. I thought you're right.
He's phenomenal in those commercials.
Yeah, you're right.
He's great.
No, I thought you were actually.
I'm not kidding.
He actually said that at one point. I forgot about that. They're VRBO commercials, aren't they?
Yeah,
I think so. And so he's
phenomenal.
He is pretty funny in those.
He's a Kent Stater, you know.
Well, we're good for getting other teams ready to win national championships. That's what we're excellent at. No, that showering for sport thing is real. Like, why do you need to take a shower that's more than 5 minutes?
I was quoting the commercial.
I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that to you. Calvin is in Cleveland. Calvin, my friend, how are you?
What's up, guys?
Hi,
how
Calvin.
You guys feeling?
We're good. We're like people freaking out about Miles Garrett not being at a voluntary camp is just it's kind of mind-blowing. It's not mind-blowing. It's just I don't think it's a big deal.
It's definitely not a big deal. Miles Garrett is the reigning defensive player of the year. If you need me to be there to hype you up for OTAs, then why are you in the league? I need to save this energy for the guys that's going to be at training camp, the guys that I'm going to know. 20% of you guys are not even going to be on this roster when the time comes for that. So I'm not about to save my rah-rah speeches for that crap. I'm about to go out here, enjoy myself, enjoy my reigning MVP crown, and just do what I need to do, and I'm already in shape. I don't have nothing to prove. Everybody else that's at camp, they have something to prove, which they need to do. So they need to be there. Myles Garrett not being there, that's not an issue to me. It's a non-factor.
So
it's
Calvin,
more so the media is more so upset because they can't, you know, ask Myles Garrett any questions, which is understandable because he's a newsworthy kind of guy. But at the same time, they're just disappointed and having like a kid moment to say, oh, my God, I couldn't get what I wanted on this particular day, so I can ask some Myles Garrett some questions. Leave him alone. Let him go. Japan, Okinawa, wherever you at, enjoy yourself, dude. See you when you get here and tear some of these guys apart.
So, Calvin, I think the only like thing that's worth even thinking about for half a second are the people that are upset about, you know, he didn't seem like he was committed to the team in the offseason. He said he was going to be committed, and then does it mean you're committed by showing up to something that's voluntary? I think that's where the proponents of, like, I can't believe he's not here, are holding their ground.
Well, him saying that he didn't want to be here was a ploy for him to renew his contract to get more money. Like, I'm not going to come out and say, yes, it's for the money. Who would say that? No, this is my tactic to get me more money. So I'm going to say what I need to say. Everybody knows that in their kind of jobs that they do and say things that they need to say in order to get the company to provide the things that they're looking for. So Myles Garrett doing that, I'd have no problem with. You used every tool in your bag to get you some more money. So that's what you did, and I'm proud of you for doing that. Salute you, player, because you were putting your life on the line every single snap for my excitement. So do what you need to do to get that money. I'm not mad at Myles Garrett. I knew he was going to stay. Well, I had a good feeling. I didn't know. I don't know the guy.
Gotcha.
But I had a good feeling. I had a good feeling that he was going to stay, and I'm glad that he's staying because he's a Cleveland Brown. Anybody in that Cleveland Brown jersey I'm a fan of, an extreme fan of.
There you go, Calvin. Thank you, man.
I just want us to win here. Yep. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No worries. All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Calvin in Cleveland chiming in. Ed's in Hudson. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Good.
That one was Andy. Hi, Ed.
No worries.
I want to agree with Jeff. I think Miles not showing up, non-issue, shouldn't get excited, neither positive or negative. But my question, how would you have felt if he did show up, that he was, you know, worthy or could spend the 2 or 3 days? He's had 6 months off, 2 or 3 days to show his commitment to the team, to show his commitment to the fans above all. I think that would have been such a positive for the Browns, for the fans, and for Myles Garrett to show up and put a little effort in. What do you think?
You know what, Ed? I can't disagree with what you just said. If he had shown up, it would have set a different tone. That said, him not being there, you can be sure when mandatory minicamp is there, he will be ready to go. He'll be in great shape, and he will be a good influence on everybody else there. I truly just think this sport is so overcoached. It's ridiculous. Because by the end of the season, guys are just gassed. I keep going back, and I've mentioned this for years. Bud Grant, the Hall of Fame coach of the Minnesota Vikings, used to not bring his team to training camp the same time everybody else. He brought them in late. He eased them into the season. And his thinking was, by the end of the year, I want my team fresher than everybody else. And I jump on that completely. I think that's absolutely a great idea. And it was very successful for him. In this day and age in the NFL, I don't think that happens anymore. But I agree with you, Ed.
Hmm. Let's come back. One guy who's a veteran who probably doesn't need to be there is Jerry Jeudy. And he talked yesterday, and we want to talk about him. We want to hear what he had to say. Plus, let's break down the wide receivers. Darrell Ryder, a Browns beat reporter, was on the scene yesterday. He'll join us at 11. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.